because Luke is directing. He'll wait till we stop and be like, all right, sound speed, ready to go.
It is recording.
Yes! Yay! Yes!
It's always recording before I actually call it out, but the thing is, I want to know, it helps me with the edit. Because,
yeah, we know.
And also, like...
But they don't want to help you.
Yeah, we don't, we're not editing.
They don't respect the process.
Yeah. Well, no, hold on. We respect the process, we just care about
it. It's not his process.
You're just contradicting yourself.
Different things.
No.
Different things. I respect that it's needed, but I don't care that it's there.
Yeah, so when I wear a shirt that has like a logo or something on it, mm-hmm. and I watch it 2 weeks in a row, I'm like, what a filthy man.
Yep.
He didn't change his shirt.
That's exactly right.
Weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, I'm just going to wear black from now on. I don't know. Maybe I'll wear, like, I got a Speed Racer shirt I would love to wear.
Speed Racer shirt?
Yeah. You know Speed Racer? No.
Maybe that awful movie?
Not the movie.
Wait. You didn't let me finish. You mean that awful movie based on that really good show?
Yes, that one. The really good show, that's what I grew up with.
Speed Racer is a show.
I saw a few episodes. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. And I saw the movie.
The first anime I've ever seen. It was in the 70s.
Oh, you know,
that was actually the first usage of bullet time effect. You know, like from Matrix where like Neo's like dodging bullets and all that. First time they ever used it, actually. It's in the intro sequence where like you see him like pose and freeze frame pose,
and it, like, moves and, like, around the whole camera.
First time it was ever done. And then, like, it was the Matrix that actually mastered it full on in live action.
Yeah, it's probably from the comic strips, because Japanese comic strips were much more advanced than ours.
Really?
They are.
With movement and
I used to
like
draw
that.
Comic strips all the time. I loved doing that. I had a little... Well, I showed you the comic
book.
Yeah,
you showed me one. Yeah. It was really advanced.
Yeah.
Decision
Man.
I know. Decision Man. Yeah.
Wow.
The next Marvel
hero. Actually, we should probably animate that.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
I'll be
in case
No, I can't do that, but I can hire someone.
You got it. I respect you.
No, okay. Just do it on Powtoon or something like that.
Okay, so wait. So,
are we ready? Pam and hot sauce.
We ready?
So, are we recording?
Yeah, I thought this was part of it.
Let's just do it.
Thank you.
Here's my thing. We have problems with oral directions.
Yes.
That's...
We've talked about this plenty of times.
That's literally what we should stop talking about.
Right, and that's something that they
talk about.
We talk about
it every single episode.
Lucas
is all about oral direction.
See, I'm all be on the autism spectrum. I don't do well with subtleties. I don't do well with just. I need you to be blunt with me. So
we're
gonna
start going now.
Yeah, we're really subtle though.
Yeah,
we are subtle. No, I can take
this
subtlety.
This is one time.
Me too.
We're subtle for like 2 minutes.
No, we're not subtle with you guys. But I'm just saying, if somebody throws a clue, I can catch it.
Yeah,
pretty quick.
For sure.
I think that's
part of it.
Sometimes Christy's catching stuff that I don't even catch.
Well,
Bridget does that with me too, but I think that it's more of my personality that gets in the way, and it's not a dyslexic thing because I can definitely catch things well. But there's sometimes that I'm just thinking about myself so much that I don't really care to catch it. I'll own up to that. Everybody's selfish.
You know, they're wearing the same clothes they wore last. I'm like, no, I have no idea.
Oh, that's
a few episodes ago. I was talking about just that actually. How I don't remember
so
Well, don't look at the light and you won't be blinded.
I'm trying to look at you.
Yeah, we're trying to look at your
light.
Yeah.
Pretend you're looking at me. Anyways. Okay, sure, I'm up there, yeah. But, you know, I was saying a few episodes ago how, I don't do good with, social cues. I don't do good with, body language, but I do understand behavior. And it's if you're acting differently from how you normally do.
And Sean and I act completely erratic, so that has to be...
It drives me up the wall.
That has to be insane for you.
That's why I need this drink every episode.
Yeah, that's why I give it to you. We provide it.
Well, I appreciate it.
That's part of the payment.
I appreciate it.
That's all we got.
We don't get paid. Do you think it's harder to learn inside jokes than regular jokes or anything like that?
I was pretty cool, so I think that I was always in
on
this.
Wait, you're cool?
Most of the
inside. That's exactly right. Yeah, came up with the inside jokes.
I could come up with a nickname or an inside joke a lot faster than most people.
Yeah.
So it usually made me
See, I can't do that.
In the group, I was usually the one what do you think, Sean?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I think I was definitely part of that as well.
And it's not braggy,
but I don't know that there's a piece of dyslexia that's too, and we've covered this before, piece of dyslexia too, that you also have a big personality. So I think you either have one or the other. You're either kind of stifled by it and you just kind of reserve into yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Which happens a ton.
Yeah.
Or you're like, no, I'm in it. You know, I'm going to show you the parts of my personality and things like that. Not personality, parts of myself that I do value and I can show you my value with, right? Where I can't do it in reading and writing and school and stuff, but I'll be in your face and show you that I'm funny and smart
and I'll be the first one to volunteer to speak in front of 50 people.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and I think that...
I don't care.
I wonder if the dyslexia, kind of plants the seed for that type of personality. I'm not saying that
a risk taker, maybe.
Yeah, because you're just like, what else? They're not they, as in, you know, the greater they isn't seeing my value anywhere else. Might as well try this.
Yeah.
Whereas people that are traditionally have a traditional brain, they're achieving in school, they're doing well, and they're bubble, and they might not have as much of a need. And it's just, I'm obviously this incredibly, you know, every generalization is false, including this one is, you know, great quote, but.
No, I mean, there is that thing where if you're a really good student, they say you probably won't take risks because you don't want to mess up your GPA.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. Well, if you're dyslexic, the GPA is already thrown under the bus.
We'll see. That's actually a business mindset as well. Like business, if you're doing really well, you will take that risk. Like that's expected.
That's why dyslexic people do really well as entrepreneurs, because we're risk takers.
If you don't take a risk, you fail. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
I think that's what these penguins need to do.
Take a risk,
and they might feel a little better. Yeah, they might feel a little better about themselves.
I've got
if they just kind of
do a plug for Awaken to Wellness, my chiropractor. Yeah, really good.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah. We could also do a plug for
you know,
Weightless Float might be a good sponsor because I'm a big advocate of that place.
Yeah,
the Float Center, it's awesome.
Floating, I love floating.
Well, you do it like sensory deprivation tank.
Ooh,
it's pitch dark and it's silent, and you float in like what is essentially salt water.
Do you hear like a heartbeat or something?
It literally feels like your brain is floating in water, and that's all you can feel.
Like in Stranger Things,
it's dude. You should do it. Do it. Weightless Float Center, Louisville. Yeah, all right. It's like $70, I think.
Okay,
it's pretty cool.
So what would I get out of it? Like, personally,
how do you feel?
What's the benefit of me doing it?
I love being in water, so I would pay $70 to be in water.
But amazing. I'm just sitting. But see, I have like an ADHD-esque mind. So like, what would I benefit from that?
I don't know because I don't have an ADHD mind really.
No, I'm saying I don't. No, I'm saying I can't
relaxation,
sit still.
You start to just not feel your body at all because everything's floating, right? And the water is room temperature. Okay. So like you don't even feel the water. So all of a sudden, if you can really let yourself just like shut down for like 5 minutes, it's an hour, it's a 90 minute session.
Wow.
And then it's pitch dark and you can't see anything. And then eventually if you let yourself do it and you just lay there and breathe, it literally feels like it's just your brain floating. And, like, there's no limbs, there's nothing. It's amazing.
Ah, so you like that guy in Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, the brain floating in space?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking Stranger Things, but...
Sure. I haven't watched that.
Sure.
I love my favorite show.
It's really, really, really cool.
Okay.
I can't believe we haven't talked about it before. No. But yeah, I've done it a couple times, and Bridget does it also. Bridget's done one more recently than I have.
So I've been out like in the ocean and lakes and stuff there, at night and just like dead floated. Yeah, you know, like
that's what it is.
Just, I can't do totally that. Relaxing. I panic if I try.
You go panic for sure. Like I panicked a little bit because I see. So what happens to me is I'm just such a social person that I start to like see faces come at me.
Oh,
they just kind of form and they just like come at me really fast.
Huh.
And so that happens to me for the first little bit, but then once I'm like. Come at me, like you know they're not real. Once I acknowledge that, then they start to
like
go
angry
away.
Faces.
Sometimes they're
really?
Not.
Really?
Yeah,
I've never had that.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they aren't.
Because I would do. I guess I did floating therapy.
Yeah,
like a lot. I
it's
do it
really cool.
Every time I'm in the water,
you can do it in the weightless,
on my back
weightless
and just kind of relax and close my eyes and
yep. Just and I close my eyes too, which Bridget doesn't do that, but it's like okay, but it's pitch black. And room temperature water,
done
and you just
pitch black because there's always like a moon.
Yeah,
or
you
like,
can't like even see.
There's clouds sometimes when I'm doing it. I'm just kind of relaxing.
Your eyes are open or closed.
I like the clouds though because I feel like I'm in the sky.
Yeah,
you know, it feels like I'm just kind of floating in the sky.
Well, you'll start to form things if you just stare into the darkness.
You see in the sky with diamonds.
You'll start to form things in your head.
Yeah, the darkness. Yeah,
it's amazing. You'll try it. It's really cool.
I have to give it 3 tries.
Yeah.
Like, whatever happens on the first one, you just got it out of your system. Right. Whatever happens on the second one...
It's like a detox?
No, it's a comfort level thing. Like, even though it's 90 minutes, you have to do it 3 times before you'll actually get anything positive out of it.
Really?
Yeah. Because the first
it just
time,
gets
you're just
now it's like a challenge.
It gets, like, frustrating.
Something out at the first time.
That's
the
it,
second
yeah.
time, you'll be comfortable enough that you'll, like, you'll feel it in your muscles, you'll feel relaxed. The third time is when you'll actually, like... Your mind will get comfortable with it, and you. I fell asleep. I fall asleep multiple times.
Is it
which is not
any,
fun because you twitch and splash?
Yeah, I twitch when
is
I'm
it
asleep,
anything
asleep.
Like the movies or the shows?
Like what movies or shows?
I'm thinking like
Guardians.
So the most recent one was Cobra Kai that I saw, where Daniel's daughter gotcha. Was in one, and she had this whole psychedelic experience, which is like, oh. I forget that whole scene, actually. I just know she was in one.
It was bad.
It's Karate Kid, so it's cheesy.
Traumatic.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Karate Kid, so. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about this article that I want to talk about.
Let's do that before I tear Sean a new one on his take on Karate Kid.
Yeah.
The learning disability that must not be named. It's an NPR article. Yeah, I know. Told you're not going to like it.
Okay.
So
I like NPR.
What disability is that? Or is that the title?
Dyslexia.
The title of the article is Dyslexia, the learning disability that must not
be named. Okay.
Must not be named.
Okay.
So the whole premise of the article is that schools only have a certain amount of resources they can allocate towards certain things, right. Which you're very well aware of.
Yes.
Right. And so this says a lot of times, because dyslexia is so misunderstood, schools literally use the policy of like, don't talk about it, then we don't have to cover it. Like, if teachers don't say anything about dyslexia or they don't mention it. Yeah.
That's happening. That is happening.
Then we don't have. It's a huge thing. Yeah. This is a 2020 article.
They're students that are going through school, they're passing classes, but they can't read.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they don't say it's because of dyslexia. They just say.
They just can't read.
They can't read.
They just sweep it under the rug.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would just say that
there's no resources.
There's no resources for it.
Right.
So that's the point of the article, but they're like, we can't say that we can cover it because we can't. Like, we can't help people with it. And so they're just saying students are failing because they're not able to read or they're having processing issues and stuff like that. So it kind of goes through in this article, it kind of goes through a meeting with a family that had a kid that had dyslexia. And they kept, like, kind of saying, like, is it dyslexia? And, like, the learning board was, like, learning board, whatever you want to call it, right, was like, we don't know, you know, we can't really say what it might be.
Right.
We're not sure. But your child is having issues with reading and processing.
And if it's like 30% of your population, which a lot of people say, anywhere from 10 to 30%, depends on where you look, that's a lot of people.
It's saying,
that's a lot of resources.
Yeah, it's saying like 5 to 17% here. But I mean, I've heard it said different ways.
Yeah, it's all over the board.
Yep.
Like, you don't even know.
Well, and that's part of it, right? Because they can't look into it.
Right.
They're not going to look into it because they don't have resources.
That's the thing. Like, you had a family that had the resources to get you tested, to get you, like, certified dyslexia.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and then I, like, talked to Rhonda Purdy at Bellarmine. She's like, oh, it's really expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so only, like, people that have those kind of resources.
And people that have a certain privilege.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And
can
so,
learn that they're, can learn what they're not privileged in.
Right. So that they get the resources to help them succeed.
So, and this was just talking about smaller schools, right? Like, that's kind of what they're dealing with. That's exactly. I guess that would have been a great end to the episode.
Yeah.
I thought this was Canada.
But I like the way that they, it's a good read. I like the way they did it.
So if you're dyslexic, move to England, I guess.
Or move to
become
a part of an affluent family.
Yeah. Are you advocating for the British Empire now?
Well, I mean, they're the ones that are trying to actively find dyslexic people.
Oh, yeah, because they're correcting their wrongs.
And this
now.
Was part four of the series, Unlocking Dyslexia by NPR.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
When did that come out?
This was actually earlier than I thought. This was like 2016, 2017.
Okay. Yeah. I probably read those a couple years ago.
Yeah, but. So millions have dyslexia if you understand it. Unlocking Dyslexia, Personal Stories, Dyslexia, the Learning Disability That Must Not Be Named. And then the child with dyslexia, 3 things a parent can do, how science is rewiring the dyslexic brain.
Yeah, so that was 2016.
Yep.
Wow.
It was November. So.
Yeah, very timely.
Yeah, perfect.
Only, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool they did a series on it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
But that one was frustrating, and it's hard to figure out like what you could actually do with it.
Right? I know. Like when my kids were born, and I was thinking, man, I hope they're not as dyslexic as I am.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hope what they're more like Christy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
and, you know, we've talked about that. Like, one of them seems a little bit on that dyslexic side, but not a lot, you know? So it was like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because it was hard. And it's still hard to get those resources. And if you're in a public school system and you don't have an advocate,
talking about ways, like, I know we kind of went on a long bit there about, just therapeutic practices, which is super helpful for me in just slowing my brain down. You know what I mean? Like, so doing weightless float, doing regular therapy, like even psychological therapy, all that stuff's super expensive too. I just told you one float center to go lay in a tank is $75. Yeah. Like most people can't just go do something like that to try it.
Right.
You know, so it's a whole thing that's helped me a lot in slowing my brain down and getting me to relax and then be able to focus better, which can be a big part of dyslexia as well. Mm. So all those resources are a challenge to get. You got something you want to say?
Can you listen to two things at once?
What?
Can you listen to two things at once?
No.
So not that was one of the things they said about dyslexic people.
Can anyone?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Christy can.
Yeah.
So when Christy's talking to me in the car and I'm like listening to the news or something, I have to turn it down. And she's like, you don't have to turn it down.
I have to do that.
No, I have to turn it down. I can't listen to two things at once.
I thought what I always heard, isn't that just a multitasking thing though?
That's a dyslexic thing.
I always heard that like you're actually just doing something with less percent if you're multitasking. Like
it depends on how you define multitasking.
Well, and I don't know if this is even multitasking or if this is just listening to two things at once, right?
Right. It's different. Like listening to the news and having the news on or something like that. Not a song. So I can listen to like Leo Kottke or something like that.
But
he's a guitarist. He plays beautiful guitar and I can read.
WFPK last
one, the interviews.
Where like you can teach and have the music on. But
yes, I can teach and have music
on. You can't do it.
I can't
But
talk.
For instance, like you could listen to like NPR and like edit a paper.
She can.
Every day.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, I can never do that.
I can't
so
do
that makes
either.
Sense. Yeah. Okay. That's what I was curious.
Can you read and listen to someone talk? Because I can't.
No.
No.
To talk
no.
To
way.
No
way.
No.
No way.
Not at all.
But you can, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I can't read well. Period. But.
She is,
I like that we have most of her. Bridget's not fully neurotypical. I used to think she was, but she's not.
Sexy in there.
I need a little bit of elaboration on that, actually. What? Not fully neurotypical, what?
Oh.
How much time you got?
Well, we did that.
Yeah, another episode for that. I think we're good.
A while back, we did that dyslexia, like, test.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know if it works. And then we're like, Bridget, you try it. We need a neurotypical brain.
Yeah, Bridget was like,
Actually, I qualify as dyslexic. Yeah. And you took it. Yeah, I mean, Christy took it.
Yeah, and you were fine, but Bridget took it and was like,
See, for me, I feel like it would go, like, off the charts because, like, you know, I'm autistic. It shares symptoms with other disabilities. And the more I do this show with y'all, the more I'm like, wait, you know, I relate to ADHD a lot, but... Man, dyslexia, y'all too? It's like, that's been my mentality for like every episode, actually.
That's what we're
spreading
here
the love. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
We just
give people dyslexia. That's actually what this
podcast
is.
Yeah, we actually,
it's contagious.
Actually get dyslexia by listening to people with dyslexia
talk. It's
like the first virus that's caught our world. It's really weird.
Well, thank you guys for listening. We're out of time.
I'm the Sean.
I'm the Jacob.
I'm the Lucas.
I'm the second Jacob.
Bridget.
Hi.
Bridget.
And Christy. All right, thanks, guys. See you next time.
We don't have a question.
Yeah, well.
See y'all next time.
Next time.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday on Spotify and YouTube. Also, catch us on TikTok.